Hello, I'm Daniel Dez, developer of Obey, and in this video I'm going to explain some of Obey's gameplay mechanics. Obey is a competitive multiplayer action game. The way you win in Obey is by having the most money at the end of the round, and you make the most money by being inside the giant robot in the center of the map. When you first try the game naturally plays like King of the Hill. You rush the robot, try to get to it as fast as you can, and if you get inside, you shoot anything that moves. Now, this is a valid strategy in the game. Players are at all times free to shoot anything from the robot. But if you're playing to win, you will eventually learn that there are other ways. To really play to win, you have to understand that the game alternates between two states. The first state is the King of the Hill state I just described. However, at some point, someone who controls the robot will buy a dropship. The dropship is a plane that comes in and drops things off into the map every minute or so. And the dropship changes the game in several ways. Firstly, for example, normally when a bunny is killed, that player simply respawns loose in the world. If you're a robo, you don't want loose bunnies around because they actually have a pretty decent chance to subvert you. So if you're playing against 4 or 5 people and they are all loose, most likely you're going to have a very short time in the robot. However, if a dropship exists, killed bunnies don't spawn loose, they respawn in the dropship instead. So not only do those players have to wait a spawn time while they're waiting to come back into the game, they make less money while they're in there, and most importantly, when they come back into the game, they get dropped off exactly where a robo can see where they are. So if you're a bunny and a dropship exists, you gain absolutely nothing. If you get killed, you're just going to end up right where you started and where he can see you. So in fact, you wasted time and money. Now what this does is it basically makes it possible for the player and the robot to create situations where they can coerce the bunny players into helping him win and making themselves lose. So he can basically make them proactively violate their own self-interest to win in the game. So let's say I'm Robo. And I have these bunnies that are here in my view, and they basically have no way out. I can kill them all if I want to in 1 second. But that would also be a waste, because I can also tell them, load me up with points, boys! Or load me up with rockets, or place these lights that make it harder to hide. Or build a wall that makes it harder to subvert me, or place mines. However, they're always free for themselves to decide whether to obey or disobey me, so consider that I'm that bunny, and I just got that command from the robot player. I might actually obey for a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't want to go back into the dropship, because while I'm there, I'm wasting time and I have zero possibility at all of subverting the robot. Secondly, the robot can pay players to help motivate them. So if I'm Robo and someone is obeying and helping me out, I can reinforce their behavior by keeping them in the game over other players who are not obeying. So if I'm a bunny, I can try to stay ahead of my fellow bunnies like this. And third, let's say the robo's telling me to place walls or lay mines or load him up with rockets. I might say, yeah, sure, I'll do all that stuff. I'll load you up with rockets and build these walls, because in a minute, I'm going to inherit all that stuff when I subvert you myself. So as you get more into it, hopefully you see how the game really is a psychological game. It's about coercion and strategy. And that's why I call the game Obey. Now some of you watching will be asking a very logical question. As a robot, why wouldn't I simply kill all the bunnies as soon as they fall out of the dropship? In other words, sending them back in a loop of spawn killing. Well, in the game there is actually nothing stopping the robot player from spawn killing. However, if he does spawn kill, the bunnies have a special way that they can destroy the dropship, and if they succeed in destroying it, the game reverts back to the King of the Hill state, and this is disadvantageous to the robo player, since all the bunnies will be loose again, and the robot will either be forced to buy another dropship, which is the most expensive thing in the game, or Robo is going to lose control in a few minutes, very short. So mastery of the robot really means controlling the bunnies when possible, and only killing when it's convenient or to enforce discipline. And mastery of the bunny means only obeying when necessary, and forming alliances when possible. Thanks for watching.